live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Deputy Mayor Councillor Alex Hollis is one of the City Council's representatives for the Food Poverty Alliance and the lead councillor for the city's anti-poverty strategy. When I spoke to Alex, I started by asking her if she could give us a bit of background about the Alliance and how the food hubs work.
Yeah, sure. So the Food Poverty Alliance has been in existence for a couple of years now. It's coordinated by Cambridge Sustainable Food. It involves the councils, other organisations, churches, businesses. Now, we've all been working together to put together a food poverty action plan, which I got unanimously endorsed by full council last October. Thank goodness we did, because obviously come March, we discovered that we needed that commitment in ways we never thought, you know, we never expected.
Yeah, I think you were probably going to be doing just your general help for everyone. And now it went beyond anything we could ever imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody expected what happened. Having that in place made it a lot easier to respond quickly, because the council was signed up to that and had pledged to make that tackling food poverty a priority. So when we got to March, we were able to move quite quickly as an alliance. The first thing we were looking at was the holiday lunches and in what form we would be able to provide those. Those have been running for several years now.
And they're for all school age children?
Yes, they're for families, and they've been running in different areas of the city. Say for a week of half term, various organisations in that area will each take a day and they'll provide a lunch and lots of activities. So, for example, Cambridge United's been involved in those, Church of the Good Shepherds, and so on and so forth. And
so much more than just having a lunch.
Yeah, it's centred around a lunch, because obviously if people are having free school meals and then they're at home, it's a lot harder for people, you know, to be able to eat well. So the lunch is at the heart of it, but also, yeah, extra activities for the kids, just to make it a sort of nice social experience. So we started off in March looking at those and how we would manage those at Easter. And then obviously it became clearer that this was going to last a bit longer. We were in lockdown. We've all seen the stories about people struggling to get food. We were aware that people were on furlough. Their incomes were dropping. Food poverty is an issue in Cambridge anyway, but this COVID situation sort of uncovered the extent of it. Really. We were also having new people falling into food poverty. So we sort of knew we needed to do something within communities that people could access really easily. And then that led to the idea of the food hubs.
And so how do they work?
We have a couple of community fridges in Cambridge already. There's the one at the Edge Cafe that people know about. And Abbey People were in the process of setting one up on Barnwell Road in their new hub there. So they are places where people can go, and if they have any surplus food, they can leave the surplus food in the fridge, and then anyone who needs food can come along and pick it up. It really, you know, it's as simple as that, really. So we talk to a lot of the lead organisations in different wards in the city to see if they wanted to set up something similar in their area. Lots of people came forward anyway wanting to do that. So Queen Edith, for example, the Church of the Good Shepherd were really sort of keen to do that. And we ended up with 8. Yeah, so there's one for every area of the city. So there's one on the boundary of Arbury and King's Hedges. There's one in East Chesterton at the Hope Church at the back of St George's. There's one in Trumpington. And they have been places. So we have a fridge usually and a freezer. And we've arranged, so Cambridge Sustainable Food and the council have arranged for sort of mass collections of surplus food from around the city. We've also been funding a weekly delivery from Fair Share, which is just short of 2 tonnes a week of surplus food. And that gets brought into a central hub. It was at Cambridge Regional College, has now moved to Buckham Street. All the food deliveries sort of come into that hub. They get delivered, divided up and then delivered out to each hub. There's one at least open every day.
People can go to different ones in the city if they needed to. They'd rather go to their own area, but something happened.
Well, exactly. So, for example, the Church of the Good Shepherd took a break over September, and so people who would usually visit that hub, we were finding, were going to other hubs. Actually, what happens is people will visit different hubs. They tend to like their local one, but I was collecting postcodes from people at the Cherry Hinton hub yesterday where I work, and we have people mostly local, but a lot of people from Abbey and a lot of people from Arbury as well. We also get people in from sort of Tevisham and Foulbourne, which is slightly less surprising because it's so close.
What's the criteria for coming to a food hub, and how does that differ from a food bank, or do you work together?
So we do work together, and actually the food bank have been really great, really, really supportive. They have supplied us with quite a bit of store cupboard stuff, so the tins and the packets and so on. Heather, their operations manager, has been really, really great with that. But it is a very distinct way of work. They're different ways of working. I should say actually that the food bank are part of the Food Poverty Alliance as well. They sort of have to be really, because they're a key organisation. They work on a referral basis, and there are certain criteria that people need to meet to be able to access their service, and they need a voucher and so on. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at some vouchers in my office at the church, because we do refer people to food bank. The food hubs aren't means tested. They don't require a referral, so literally anybody can turn up.
And it's a good way to use up a food that might go to waste as well. So it's a great environmental thing too, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that really, I think, is going to be the way forward for the food hubs. It is going to be moving away from the emergency food and looking more at tackling food waste. So we, certainly at the Cherry Hinton food hub, and I think at most of the other food hubs, we have sort of two types of food almost. So we have the surplus fruit and veg and bread, sometimes sort of meat and fish and dairy. And then we have the store cupboard stuff, which doesn't all come from food bank. We have lots of local residents who actually donate to us, but that tends to be more the emergency food. So yeah, we're looking really towards, I think, the future of the food hubs being more about tackling food waste, getting people involved in surplus food.
So if people want to get involved, either do you need donations of time or help, or would you like donations of food? And what contact should they find?
All of those, basically. We're always looking for more volunteers. We in Cherry Hinton are open on a Wednesday afternoon, 2 till 4. Anyone wanting to volunteer for that can just contact me directly at the church. It's office at standrews-cherryhinton.org.uk, or they can just ring up and leave me a message. And I'm pretty sure all the other food hubs would be looking for volunteers. You just need to contact your food hub directly.
Where are the details for that then?
Those details are on the Cambridge Sustainable Food website. So it's cambridgesustainablefood.org, no UK at the end. And they have a page which tells you which food hubs are open on which days and also how to contact them. So if you want to volunteer for your food hub in your local area, that's the best thing to do, is get in touch directly. So also here in Cherry Hinton, we always welcome donations of food as well. Any surplus fruit and veg, any sort, you know, if you're going shopping and want to chuck a couple of extra tins or packets in your trolley, we always welcome that. We just ask that anything is in date, before it's used by date, that is. After the best before date's fine, and it needs to be unopened as well.
And you've had lots of help, haven't you, from local, I know Cambridge Fruit Company have been doing lots with the food hubs, and I guess other people, you've had lots of sponsorships, so it's really nice that the whole community has got involved.
Oh, it's been great. I mean, some of the, you know, independent businesses in Cambridge particularly have been fantastic. I mean, we had a couple of them cooking for us for the community lunches through, you know, for 20 weeks.
Wow.
Every week, which is, you know, when your own business is in a bit of a precarious situation, because they're, you know, those businesses are hospitality businesses, that, you know, it's remarkable really that those businesses were able to say, right, well, we're going to do something constructive. We are at Cherry Hinton as well, we're putting together some recipe cards for people. and to try and give people some inspiration for using up some of those store cupboard stuff. We have quite a lot of chickpeas, and I have lots of conversations on Wednesday afternoons about what we can do with chickpeas. The Cambridge Fruit Company have sponsored a big chunk of those recipe cards.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like a really good idea, because if you get the same thing every week as well, it's quite nice to mix it up. Get exactly. a fresh idea of how to use it, isn't it? Oh, Alex, Absolutely. That's been really interesting, and thank you very much for that. And thank you for all of you for all the great work you've been doing. Who would know back in March that this was going to become such a major part? But it's showed how well the city works together when we want to.
Absolutely. People have just been amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's been an honour to be part of it, really.
Cambridge 105 Radio.